Hello, and welcome to the Make Money Mediating Podcast. I'm your host, Susan Guthrie, and I'm an attorney, mediator, trainer, keynote speaker, author, podcaster, social media influencer, technology junkie, consultant, and coach. And although I know that sounds like a lot, but what it really means to me is that I've found a way to make a living doing what I love and doing it in a way that lets me help others. So in this podcast, I want to share some tips and insights into helping you create the career that lights you up and pays your bills, whether that's as a mediator, attorney, collaborative professional, or really anything that you are passionate about. So I'll be chatting with some of the most successful and influential experts in all areas associated with building your practice, and I'll share my own thoughts and the lessons I've learned along the way. So come along on the journey with us, and soon you'll have a practice that will let you make money mediating too. Welcome back to the Make Money Mediating Podcast, your go-to source for dispute resolution entrepreneurs looking to make their mark and make a success. I'm Susan Guthrie, your host, and in this episode, I'm going to be focusing on the power of a picture. And not just any picture, but professional photos that capture the essence of your brand and personality. Because think about it. In the blink of an eye, a single photo can transform a maybe into a resounding yes from potential clients and partners. So today I want to dive into the secret weapon of successful entrepreneurs, and that is professional photography. So I know we all walk around these days with those little cameras in our hands, aka our phones, right? We take a picture and document everything that we do in our day. And so it seems like just having your buddy Phil who takes good pictures and has the latest camera or latest phone might be a great option for getting a good picture. But I'm telling you, you only get one shot or headshot to make a first impression. And having an outdated, blurry, or obviously homegrown photo is honestly going to result in a swipe left, right? Not a swipe right. And for those of you who have not been in online dating, the only reason I know the difference between a swipe right and a swipe left is because my other podcast is a divorce podcast, as many of you, and I've had on many dating experts, including my friend Bella Gandhi, anyone who needs the best dating coach in the world, check out. But honestly, Bella will tell you. In fact, she's talked about it on the other podcast, just how important having fantastic photographs is for your business, for selling yourself. And I talk about this all the time on the podcast. We are always selling ourselves. So why am I so insistent upon professional photographs? Well, I want to start with the why. In this digital age, your photo is actually your first handshake with the entire world. The fact that you have a picture of yourself out there that people are going to see is very often their very first impression of you. And so a professional headshot, it's more than a nice picture. It's that crucial tool for making your first impressions count. They're going to log on to your LinkedIn profile. They're going to see you in your social media feed. They're going to check you out on your website. And so that photo is everything. And professional photos are a key element in your personal branding. It's not just a photo of you so we can see how pretty you are or how intelligent we look or how responsible we can appear to be, right? They are communicating in an instant who you are and what you stand for. All at a glance. They are your visual story told in pixels and colors. And now I know you're feeling like all the pressure. Oh my God, Susan, that's an awful lot of pressure on one picture. And that's why I encourage, and I wanted to do an entire episode to talk about this, because a little preparation goes a long way. Now, first, I want to talk about the fact that I know there are those of you out there saying, oh, I sat for a professional headshot. It's not that out of date. I took it a few years back. So first of all, I want you all to actually stop and think about when your last headshot or headshots were taken. I did this, and I'll tell you, I am still using headshots. I'm going to come clean, everyone. I'm using headshots from 5 years ago, and I'm about to fix that because that's too old. It still looks like me, but I'm 5 years beyond that. And so I've already got an appointment on the books for new headshots. And I'm going to say to you, ideally, if your headshots are even a couple of years old, you should consider getting new ones. But if they're as old as mine are at 5 years, and God knows that I have colleagues out there that I swear to God, when you joined your firm or you became a professor at your law school, you got your headshot and you've been there now 15, 20 years and you're still using that same headshot. Folks, it's time to change. It is time. So, what do we want to do when we're taking our professional photos? First off, remember that it's quality over quantity. And that's why I do want you to invest in a skilled photographer, someone who can actually bring out your best, because this photo is going to speak for your brand. You want to make each of those shots count, and it's going to cost money. I'm not in any way thinking or saying that this isn't an investment, but it is an investment in your business and one that will pay off. And on top of that, I want to say for those who are about to launch a business or who are updating their website or who are planning to become more active on social media, places like that, you should be going out and getting headshots. You should be getting professional photography for all of those things. Someone today, a client, sent me their website to take a look at before we had our first meeting. And I can tell at a glance that the photos were taken with an iPhone and they were taken by a non-professional. I can tell. And so it's actually distracting from what this person, who I know is a very good practitioner, but it instantly downgrades your visual product that you're putting out there, whether it be your website or your social media. So my first tip was get a skilled photographer. It was quality over quantity. But I want to go beyond that and say, but don't ignore quantity, because having more than one shot, having more than one pose, having more than one outfit, that is critical to give you as much juice out of this one sitting that you're going to have for these pictures as possible. If you're someone like me who is speaking a lot, giving a lot of presentations, giving them the same headshot every time starts to feel extremely repetitive. And people, it starts to feel very repetitive to the people who are seeing it. They also only convey one feeling if you only have that one headshot. So I encourage you to get three different shots, five different shots. One of my clients who's doing a new website, she just got 15 different poses in different colors and different poses and holding different things, talking to different people. Consider that, because headshots and photos are not just a one and done. And in the visual world we live in, you're going to find a million uses for more than one shot, look, pose, and more. So get as many as you can comfortably afford, and I promise you'll find a use for them. And I want to just direct you all, if you're wondering about the value of really good professional photography, I'll encourage you to go look at my friend Bijal Patel Weintraub's website. It's called bopmediation.com. That's B-O-P, mediation, all one word, .com. Look at her photos. I don't have to direct you to them. They are instantly there, and they're fabulous. And it's the best example that I can give you of the power of great photos. She It doesn't hurt that Bejel's easy on the eyes, but she had a variety of different photos taken, different poses, different sittings that she can use in so many different ways. And you will feel like just glancing through her website, you're going to feel the power of those great photos. For those of you who are coming, by the way, to the ABA section of Dispute Resolution Conference, especially the Practice Building Workshop, Bejel is one of our speakers. She also happens to be a fabulous business attorney and mediator, and she's going to be doing one of the presentations and is one of our experts in the Practice Building Workshop. So come find us, say hello, and I have another exciting announcement. Just stick around. It may or may not involve headshots and a professional photographer for the conference or for the Practice Building Workshop. So stick around. I'm going to talk more about that. But let's move on to my next tip. Lighting and location. Natural light and the right setting can transform a good photo into a great one. So be sure, if you have some control over it, to choose locations that resonate with your brand's vibe. Think about what you're trying to put across and have your photos taken in settings, if possible, that are going to be helpful. Again, I'll direct you to Bejel's BOP mediation website, and you see the different poses that she has there. And you'll see the power of she's got some where she's sitting outside. She has one where she's sitting in an office, all different settings, but good lighting, bright lighting is super helpful. She did them all in a naturally casual fashion that went along with the feel that she was looking for BOP mediation. And it's just beautiful. That goes to also tip three, your dress and the pose that you're in. Everybody, please, the arms crossed across your chest, turned a little sideways in front of a bunch of law books. Please don't do that unless you are trying to bring back the day and age of ancient practice. That is just it. If you are in a very, very traditional law practice, that may still work, but is it what you really want to sell about yourself? And does it set you apart? These days, I would say the only way it's going to set you apart is it shows that it's a pretty old pose. It's a pretty old headshot. What I want you to think about is wearing something that represents your brand and makes you feel confident. So think about how you feel in what you're wearing. Wear something that makes you feel good. Bring a few different things to try on or to change into. Experiment with different poses and expressions. Get some big smiles. Get some smaller smiles or a look of surprise. You can use those in social media. And very importantly, think about your brand colors. Wear compatible colors or colors that will stand out and go along with your colors. Again, Bejel's website, that gorgeous blue stands right out first thing that you see. It's one of the things that I, who am not looking at her website right now, immediately think of when I think of her website. All right. And your tip four, be authentic, right? The most impactful photos are the ones where your genuine self shines through. So your authenticity is going to resonate with people, and that starts immediately building that trust. So if you're a big smiler or a hand gesturer, get one with a big smile and your hands up. Get something that is you, because this is that first impression and that first introduction to you. All right. So I've talked a little bit about why you want current and varied photos. But do keep in mind that having these photos be up to date is the key to showing people who and where you are right now. And I cannot emphasize enough that those outdated photos will disconnect you from your audience, the exact opposite of what you want to do, and they're going to dilute your brand's impact. So how do you find a good photographer? This is something that I hear all the time. And how is this involved? So the thing that I did, I'll share my journey. I Googled headshots and business photographers in Chicago. I found one whose sample photos I really liked, and he had a very simple program for being able to set up a sitting. You book it, you pay a sitting fee. Full transparency, it's $500 in my case. It ranges depending on the experience of the photographer and where you are. I'm in a major city and I chose a very experienced photographer. So there's no obligation to buy any of the pictures, but you do pay for his time to take those pictures. Now, I will say it comes with one fully edited and touched up headshot, but I can then buy as many as I want at additional costs. This is the same photographer that I worked with back when I did get those headshots 5 years ago. I ended up buying, I think, 5 or 6. I did different poses in different places in his studio. We did some setups where it looked like I was podcasting. The one that you see on the podcast cover is one that he took. I brought different outfits and changed into different things so that it would look like different photos. I'm going to do the same thing when I go back to see him next month. So Google is a great way to find a photographer in your area. Check out their websites. They put sample photos on there. Find someone whose style suits your style. You can also go to Thumbtack or the Photographers Directory or the Professional Photographers of America website. I'll put links to all those. They'll help you find someone in your area. Also, if someone in your area who has taken great photos, give them a buzz. Ask them. It's a great compliment, and they'll maybe give you the referral. And if these prices are scary, which I know that they can be for if you're on a budget, check out Fiverr. F-I-V-E-R-R. That's a freelance site, and they offer access to freelance photographers, graphic designers who can help you with your photos and that you can find in specific areas. So go to fiverr.com and put in that you're looking for headshots or photos. If you're looking for some resources to get some more information on how to take really good photos before you invest in that, I can recommend a few books. The first one is by Amy Song, and it's called Capture Your Style. And she talks about how you can transform both your social media photographs, but also how you can use photos to build your personal brand. If you're really interested in that, if you tend to be someone who's very active on social media, I suggest that book. Another one is by Peter Hurley. And don't worry, these will all be linked in the show notes. But another one by Peter Hurley, it's called The Headshot, The Secrets to Creating Amazing Headshot Portraits. And he talks more about the art of taking headshots, which is if you're really wanting to know how to make your headshot, which can be so generic, stand out, that is a great resource. And the final one is Branding in a Digital World by Hilary Topper. And she has chapters on personal branding and the role of imagery. So how you can sort of take that holistic approach to building your brand online. Don't forget that we live in a digital and visual world. That is how important it is that your visual pictures, that your visual representation of yourself is as good as it can be. Now, guys, I couldn't leave without talking about artificial intelligence assisted headshots. They are out there. There are websites and programs that will create a headshot for you using the photos you're going to take with your phone or photos you already have. They have some strengths. They have some limitations. Some of the benefits are, hey, they're accessible. You can have some new headshots in a matter of minutes or hours today if you want to try them because they're available right at the tip of your fingers on your computer. They're cost effective. They're cheaper than going to a professional photographer. They allow flexibility. You can experiment with different looks and settings without having to run out for photo shoots. They're speedy. I just mentioned you're going to have them within a few hours at the latest of when you get started. And some of these AI platforms allow you to customize the background, the lighting. Some of them will even let you change your attire using artificial intelligence. Now, I want to say, I mention these with hesitation because they do have limitations. I have tried a few and I was disappointed in the quality, but it's been a while since I tried them. And as we know, AI is on this rapid trajectory up. So some of them, the cost is so low, it might be worth playing with them. But there is a quality variation. While AI has improved, the quality can still vary. And the results may not always match a good professional photographer's quality. So you don't want to use something. I've emphasized how important quality is. I don't want you using something just because it's cheap. Be certain that what you're going to put out there is worth it. They also, because they're taking an amalgam of pictures of you and turning them into one headshot or a single headshot, they may not capture the nuances of your personality or your brand identity as well as someone who's working with you and taking a variety of photos. There are technical limitations to what they can do, the image quality. The cheaper the platform you're using, obviously, the cheaper the product is going to be, and that may mean it's not worth doing. You might want to take that money that you're going to spend on this and put it toward your professional photographer fund. So whether this is good enough for you, that is really going to depend on your final solution. Are you using it on social media versus your website? Maybe it can be a little less high quality for social media than it would be for your website. For high stakes branding, I'm always going to say, please try a professional photographer. That's always going to be your best route. Now, a couple of the websites that you might want to check out, I've tried to pull a variety. I'm going to put a long list in the show notes for you, or a link to the list in the show notes for you. But there's one called DreamWave AI, and that offers images with a $40 tier, so pretty low cost to get started. You have to give it 8 photos, and it has a 14-day refund policy. So I like that one because you can get your money back if you don't like it. Maybe worth trying. What do you got to lose? $40? No, you can get your money back. Headshot Pro is another one that offers a variety of styles and backgrounds, including those options with clothing within the app. It does require 20 selfies and a brief questionnaire for generating your headshots, with pricing starting around $40. That one, I don't believe, has that refund policy, but it gives you a lot of options to try out, so maybe worth giving that one a shot. There's others that are a little, some that might help you to make the ones, the photos that you're taking look better. Airbrush is the one that everyone knows about. If you're doing photos for your social media, Airbrush might be worth it to get started. I think it's only $4.99 to get started for 4 headshots. See what it can do, guys. But go to the show notes. There'll be a link. I think I have 11 or 12 different possible websites, or just go Google AI headshots. It's out there. It's worth trying. And then finally, this is what I'm super excited about, is that because I think this is so important, especially for those who are looking to either establish or grow a practice, at the ABA Section of Dispute Resolutions Conference on April 10th in San Diego at the Practice Building Workshop. I've been talking about it for a few weeks now, guys. Well, guess what? For a limited opportunity for 24 attendees, you can sign up and have new headshots taken by our professional photographer for a starting low price for one of just $89, guys. So, and if you want to get 3, it's only $179. And for 5, you can get them for $299. And these are for those that have been retouched, and you get to pick them. You get to go through the whole process. You can get different poses, limited wardrobe changes since we're obviously in a conference center. The photographer is someone that I've known for years, and I am so excited. I'm going to be honest with you all. I have booked my photographer here in Chicago, but because this price is so affordable, I've taken one of those 24 slots, unless someone really, really wants it, and then I will give it up. But if you're going to be there, reach out to me. Send me an email at susan@susaneguthrie.com. The first 23, since I've taken one of those slots, to get in touch with me are going to get on that list, guys. So if you're going to be there, reach out. San Diego, April 10th, ABA, San Diego, down in the Gaslamp District. So I hope to see you all there. I can't wait to see you all getting your new photos. It's going to be such fun to be there. But you guys, here's what I want you all to do. If you get new headshots, post them on LinkedIn and tag me. Put them, like if you get three headshots, post all three of them on LinkedIn. Tell people that you got new headshots. Ask them for their input. Let's all share the fact. I'll post mine. But tag me, tag the Make Money Mediating podcast, put them out there on LinkedIn. I'll do the same. And let's encourage each other to really go and get the best pictures that we can possibly have to brand ourselves. So thank you all once again for tuning in to Make Money Mediating. I hope that this episode inspired you to take your brand's visual identity to the next level. Remember that in the world of business, a picture truly is worth a thousand words and potentially thousands of clients. So until next time, keep making your mark. Thanks for listening in on this episode of the Make Money Mediating Podcast. I hope you got some great insights and tips on creating your dream practice. Join us every week on Thursdays for a new episode, and don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss anything. And if you're enjoying the podcast, here's a shameless ask. Please consider giving it a 5-star rating and tell us in a review what you find most helpful. It's honestly the best way for others to find the show so that they can make money mediating too. I'll see you next week.